You can hear every pitch, every hit, every win of Texas A&M baseball on Sports Radio 1150. Plus, Zone 102.7 FM. This is KZNEKNDEHD3 and K274CM College Station Bryan.
Play.
I'm Rich Ackerman. Chip Kelly wasn't out of work long after being fired by the Eagles. He was quickly snapped up by the 49ers, who introduced their new head coach earlier today. Kelly is noted for his offensive philosophies and could just be what Colin Kaepernick is looking for. But Kelly said it's too soon to tackle that question.
Specifically, when it comes to quarterbacks or any other position here, it's an ongoing process and evaluation. I've had a chance to meet Cap. I also met Blaine. I talked to Blaine on the phone. I think the process itself, we have a lot of time.
Kelly had led the Eagles to back-to-back 10-win seasons before going 6-9 this year. The 49ers had a quick fall from grace after the departure of Jim Harbaugh, firing Jim Tomsula after just 1 year as head coach. Suspended Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has reportedly applied for reinstatement. Panthers running back Jonathan Stewart did not practice today, taking it easy on his sore foot and ankle. The Warriors are in Chicago tonight, making their latest stop on their road trip after winning their first title in 40 years. They have passed the halfway mark of their title defense at 38-4, and of course being in Chicago tonight brings up talk of potentially breaking the Bulls' record of 72 wins in a season. Stephen Curry is more focused on adding another ring than the record.
It's hard, and it's me wasting energy thinking about chasing them per se, as opposed to what we need to do to focus on being our best come April. And if we happen to creep up, close to that record, go get it, but It's not here yet.
College action. Second-ranked North Carolina will host Wake Forest, and West Virginia, coming off back-to-back wins over Kansas and Oklahoma, host Texas. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Great guests and expert analysis. We've got the AFC and NFC championship games covered on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Seinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. The City of Bryan's accepting applications for the 2016 Bryan Leadership Academy. The 10-week class meets Monday evening starting February 8th. Visit bryantx.gov for more information. Apply by Friday. The African Children's Choir presents a concert at Bryan Church of the Nazarene, located across from the main post office, Friday night at 7. South Brazos County residents and other voters are invited to meet the candidates this Friday at the Welburn Community Center. A chili supper starts at 6, as speakers start after. Today, partly sunny and a high of 60. Tonight, a 30% chance of scattered showers, mostly cloudy, and 53. Next Monday, we welcome in the Doug Gottlieb Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on The Zone. To get a head start, check him out on Twitter by following @GottliebShow or get more information at gottlieb.radio.cbssports.com.
Fact is, life's easier when you have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. That is, unless you've got a Ram 1500. With best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway gold mine fishing holes before anyone else does. When it comes to going farther and doing more, Ram puts some serious distance between itself and the competition. Guts. Glory. Ram. Get $8,500 in total values on 2016 Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cab models in stock the longest. And Texas residents may be eligible for additional incentives. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimate 29 mpg highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HFE model. On oldest 15% inventory of 2016 model year vehicles as of 1/5/16 while dealer stock lasts. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 package discount. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 2/1/16.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio, Louis Bellini, Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard. Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by The Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Second hour here on Aggie Nation, powered by The Eagle. So glad you could join us. Robert Sesta alongside me is Larry Bowen. Aggie Nation is powered to you. It's powered by The Eagle. It's brought to you by MSC Opus. They got such a great lineup. Man, good thing I got 59 more minutes to go. You can go to mscopus.org for all that great information. You want to join us, some of you have. Get to your text soon. 229-1939, 229-1939. Or, by strange incidents, if you want to call us, 693-1150. And it's going to be like old times, Larry. It's going to be you, I, and Shireen. We're going to put that clock back to the Shelby Metcalf era, what have you, whatever. And we're going to talk a little NFL football about what else. Hey, Shireen, thanks for taking time out of your busy day.
Thanks for letting me join you. I'm actually running while I'm walking now. So
all right.
I'm out of breath. I'm in the middle of a trail in Arlington, and the Arlington Fire Department just came flying by me on their little golf cart type thing, or gator, to go rescue somebody. So I guess I'm doing better than that person right now.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say they came flying on to tell you not to be on the show with us.
Hey, you're
no,
doing...
they wouldn't say that.
You're a first. The first time we've had a jogger on the show. So maybe I can burn some extra calories while you do that. But thanks, as always. You're a friend of the show. You're an Eagle grad. Hey, how Chip Kelly, man, what's your thoughts on him going to the 49ers?
Well, you know, I think it's a good move for them if they want to keep Colin Kaepernick, because he obviously is the best quarterback that fits his system that he's ever had in the NFL. I think that works great. And hopefully, for Chip's sake, he's learned something in the NFL being with the Eagles. And that would be that you got to have players. In this league, you can't just out-scheme people. It doesn't work like that. And I always tell people, name me an Oregon player, receiver, who's really excelled in the NFL.
Name me a quarterback.
Yeah. You know, Josh Huff, maybe. The quarterback, obviously Marcus Mariota would be the top guy who's gone out. He didn't exactly set the NFL on fire. He got it done basically with lower-level players. I know he had some five stars. I understand that. But he wasn't recruiting like Alabama was recruiting. So he out-schemed people. And it worked. And he had that high-powered, fast-paced thing in college, and it worked great in college, like Baylor's offense. Baylor's another program. Name me a Baylor player under Art Briles who's excelled in the NFL. You can't name me one, because there isn't one. Probably the best player they've had is J.D. Wolfe. And that tells you something. Their linemen, Phil Taylor, their defensive linemen, Jason Smith, Danny Watkins, all those guys have not made it in the NFL. And in the NFL, you have to have players. And I hope he learned that, not to let Macklin walk away, not to trade McCoy, not to cut John Jackson. You lost all these really good players, and that hurt you. And you couldn't produce like you wanted to produce. So, you know, maybe he learned that. You've got to have a quarterback. You can't get it done with a second-tier player. Look at the four quarterbacks in the Final Four. They're all really good quarterbacks. Cam Newton's going to be MVP of this league.
Yep.
Tom Brady's perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time. He's in that conversation. So is Peyton Manning. And then Carson Palmer, number one overall draft pick, and has really stepped up these last few years, especially in Arizona, played really well. So, you know, hopefully I kind of got off track there. But
no, you didn't. That's great.
I think that's one thing that he hopefully figured out if he wants to win and excel in the NFL. You got to have the players. It's not about out-scheming people, because you're not going to out-scheme Bill Belichick. I know they beat Bill Belichick here, but you're, on a regular basis, you're not going to do that.
Shireen, when you went off track, you actually went right onto the track that I was hoping to take you to. Cause when you brought up Cam Newton, you're the biggest expert on the NFL that I know, and I'm really wondering if you just what you think about him, because it's weird. As an outsider, you see him on TV, and he's dabbing or whatever that is, and he's dancing, and he's doing all those things, and he looks kind of sometimes it's hard to like him. But, you know, you hear he's a nice guy. You hear he cares about kids. He's clearly a great leader, and they've had a lot of success. Where do you fall on Cam Newton?
I'm surprised, I'll be honest. He's done all the right things off the field since he came into the league. That's not really what I'm surprised about. I'm surprised he stepped up to that MVP level. He's become the type of thrower that I didn't think he could become. I thought he was going to be more like Michael Vick. You know, Vick only has had in his entire career, going all the way back to college, only had 1 year when he threw over 60% completion percentage. I thought that was going to be Cam Newton. Inaccurate. Be able to run himself out of some situations when he's younger because he's so big, so hard to tackle, so fast. You know, I thought he'd be a good kind of dual threat quarterback for a few years. He's become a really good passer. And he hasn't had the weapons. We talked about those receivers. You know, his best receiver's been out for the season, Kelvin Benjamin. So he hasn't had those weapons this year that we talk about, and neither has New England, as a matter of fact. But we talk about those teams winning with weapons. He's done it without all those weapons and done it in a big way. And I think that's what's impressed me more than anybody. He got my MVP vote. And, you know, I know Carson Palmer's consideration, Tom Brady was consideration, you know, for what they did. There's some others out there, you know, J.J. Watt, you could have considered. But he did it both ways. He ran really effectively, but he was a really good thrower. He stepped up to that next level, and I think when we start talking about the best quarterbacks in the NFL, he's now in that conversation after this season.
Well, that throw for the touchdown to the tight end, I mean, he threw, and I know it's just one throw, but I mean, you couldn't throw a ball in a better spot than that. I was interested to hear you say that he's taken care of things off the field, because there were a few red flags and a few questions going back to the Florida time, and then obviously to Blinn and Auburn and everything. There were some questions, there were some doubts, but apparently he's answered all those.
No question he has. He's done all the right things. He's been in commercials. I think that's what everyone hoped that Johnny would become, and maybe he still will. You know, he's still got time. He's running out of time, but he's still got a little bit of time. But in that respect, I'm not talking about them. I understand they're not the same side on the field, but Cam has done all the right things to make himself a really good NFL quarterback, and he stayed out of trouble off the field, and he's done the things behind the scenes. Apparently, because you can't get it done in the NFL if you don't study film, if you don't go to the weight room, if you don't become a leader, don't do all those things, you're not going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. We've seen it over and over and over again.
And
there's a history of that.
And where does Johnny Manziel wind up next year in your estimation?
Well, you know, I don't know for sure that Cleveland's going to cut him at all. Everything coming out of Cleveland makes it sound like that. If he does, I very well think Jerry Jones could sign him. If Dallas doesn't sign him, I don't know. He may have to go to the CFL or somewhere else and prove he can do the right things to stay out of trouble to become an NFL quarterback. But, you know, I do think Dallas is an option. I keep asking Jerry. I asked him again last week. And, you know, he kind of winked and smiled. And when he started talking about the possibility of getting a prominent NFL quarterback, if he becomes available, you know, he can't call him by name, obviously.
Sure.
That would be tampering. I do think there's a possibility. I'm not sure that Dallas-Fort Worth is the best place for him. Girlfriend lives in TCU. He was here over the weekend. Spotted at a liquor store. We wrote a story on it, and buying tequila and all those sorts of things. And, you know, he has a lot of friends here. I'm not sure that's the best play. This is the
no.
best
I think a monastery might. A monastery. Are there any NFL teams in a monastery?
Yeah, that might be Green Bay, I think.
Looking ahead next year, which team is built better for success right now, the Houston Texans or the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, the Cowboys have the quarterback, so I would naturally go that way because, you know, we go back to the initial question you asked about winning in this league. I'm just not sure you can win in this league without a franchise quarterback, and Houston doesn't have it. And I don't see them getting it this year. Now, they may draft a quarterback, and that's all well and good. You know, the chances of them sitting at 21 or 22 or even trading up a little bit and getting a Hackenberg, whoever they're going to get, whatever they're going to do, I don't see that guy coming in and lighting the league on fire and becoming a franchise quarterback in the first year. So what he's done, and I'm talking about Bill O'Brien, in 2 years, he started four quarterbacks last year, he started four quarterbacks this year, and they managed to get to the playoffs this year and had a winning record last year, I think is amazing, because I think you have to have the quarterback in the NFL to succeed. And the Cowboys have that right now. Now, is Romo going to stay healthy for all 16 games? Probably not, but I think they're better off because they do have Tony Romo coming back than the Houston Texans are with Savage coming back or Hoyer coming back or whoever you want to talk about with the re-signed Brandon Weeden, which I doubt they do, but any of those options are not as good as Tony Romo, even if you only get Tony Romo for a limited number of games.
Shereen, the other question I had for you, actually, in being down here, I know you cover the Cowboys and know them extensively, but I wanted to ask you about the quarterback situation with the Texans, because I follow that team. And I'm wondering, you know, I know the Goff kid from California is coming out and is highly regarded. I don't know who the best college quarterbacks are. I haven't heard of anybody out there who is one of those guys who comes in right away and makes a difference. Are there going to be any free agents? I mean, obviously they went and got Hoyer last year, and you saw how well that worked. Is there anybody else that the Texans could look at who's already in the league?
Brock Osweiler is probably your biggest name. Limited starting time, but, you know, he had some good games with the Broncos. He beat the Patriots earlier this year. Did a fairly good job there. You know, I doubt they let him get away. I think he re-signs with Denver because they may be without Peyton Manning next year, and he's sort of like Romo. Is he going to play all 16 games? And we see the arm strength diminishing and all those things. So I think Brock Osweiler will go back probably to Denver, but that would be your biggest name you'd probably look at. You know, otherwise, I don't know if there's any huge names out there. They're going to be the Brian Hoyer type of guy. You know, Johnny could come free. RG3 could come free. Maybe that's a guy you look at. You know, he has been to the playoffs and has done some good things, and maybe you go get RG3. That might be the biggest guy out there.
Do you think Bill O'Brien would yell at me if I asked RG3 a question?
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah. Hey, Shereen, I'll tell you what, appreciate it. Let's get back to your walk. Thanks for taking time, and I know I'm in better shape just having talking to you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. That was Shereen Williams of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Go on there, read her stuff.
My wife
does all the time, and she keeps me abreast of where Shereen is at and what's Shereen doing. All my women folk keep me up to what Shereen, and my wife was set there. She can't watch an NFL game without being on following Shereen on Twitter. Well, and she'll go, oh, guess what Shereen just said? And I go, that's our Shereen.
We're very proud of her. She did a great job here. She's one of the many people that I've been fortunate to have as partners. And love the time working with her, and she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, there you go. Tell you what, we're going to come back. We're going to talk. We got some texts. We'll wrap up A&M men's basketball / women's basketball when we come back.
There are two kinds of people in the world. The stay putters, the fine just where we are's, and the no sudden moves crowd. Then there are the what the heckers, the let's go for it's, and the up for anything's. This is their vehicle. The 2015 Toyota RAV4. Perfect for the we're out of here crowd, because it's jam-packed with more features and more tech to get you where you want to go, like a backup camera, and available options like a blind spot monitoring system, power lift gate, and lane departure alert. All the whiz-bang tech that everyday adventurers like you gotta have. Yep, with the Toyota RAV4, you're ready for anything. So come on, all you count-me-inners and why-notters. The RAV4 is loaded and ready to hit the road. Like, right now.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2015 RAV4 LE for $199 a month for 36 months with only $999 due at signing. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 2/1/16.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 27th from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference featuring keynote speaker Tracy McDaniel, President of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. The event will focus on changing landscapes, where we've been, where we are going. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 27th at the Hilton, a look into the future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's Little Girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
New quarterback? New offensive coordinator? You need Billy and Bryce of the Bellucci Hour to guide you through the new changes in Aggie football. So be at the tap with the Bellucci Hour returns Monday, January 25th from noon to 1. It's spring football time, and who better to deliver the news to you than Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Tex Ags Radio. Plus, enjoy the tap's daily lunch specials for only $7.99. Get to the Bellucci Hour for the ultimate A&M recruiting updates every Monday and Thursday starting January 25th from noon till 1 at the tap.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio, Louie Bellina, Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard. Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150.
And the hole in the screen is barely big enough for you and me, enough for me to go.
Okay, welcome back to Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, brought to you by MSC Opus. So glad you're with us for a Wednesday. You want to join in, it's text us at 229-1939. And some of you did that. People are comparing this team and the crowd craziness to the team of 8 years ago. I don't think that's an accurate assessment. I think it's more like the craziness that Aggie basketball had in the days of Claude Riley and Rudy Woods. It's more like that level of support. The team gets the crowd active, more like the old G. Raleigh White days to the mid-80s when it really was the Holler House, Wally, and CS. As we talked before, is, you know, it's hard to dispute last night 13,000 all Aggies basically being somewhat different of the first. I equated more to the Gillespie era when Gillespie got things gone. I think the Turgeon era was kind of starting to go down a little bit and just the way things went. But that's just my thoughts. And then another text came in and said, easy, Ags. Don't get footballish on us. Wait and see. Hold up on the boost. Y'all are good. But you have a ways to go yet. Y'all should make the Elite Eight at least. Do it on the court, not on the radio. Well, funny text there.
That was from John Calipari, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that text is pretty funny. If you think they're going to go to at least eight, then I would get that's not footballish. That's boasting. If A&M's in the Elite Eight right now, oh my gosh, I think go ahead and, you know, Katie bar the doors, have their own show. Personally,
that text makes me think of something, Cece. Okay. It's pretty remarkable, and I know they barely missed the NCAA's last year, and had House not been injured, they would have won an extra game and they would have gotten in. They were that close, mm-hmm. And I think even the selection committee chairman said that. But you think about how far they've come, and I know it's early in conference, and they're in the top 10, and as you said, there's a couple teams that lost. I think Xavier lost and maybe somebody else. There's a chance they could even move up more. You would think
Kansas
if they played well.
Drop, but yeah.
You know, you would think if they play well, they should beat Missouri, yep, on Saturday, but yep, you're talking about a top 10 team leading the league, and you're talking about a team doing that didn't even make the NCAA, wasn't in the in the field of 197,000 that make the tournament.
Two games up on Kentucky. I don't care what you said. You need to, when it's gone good, you need to say it's gone good because A&M's got the horses right now to back it up. Now, I'll throw another twist out here, and I was talking to Larry beforehand and give him some thought. It's hard not to get excited when you watch some of those Big 12 games. I watched the Oklahoma-Kansas game. The other night I watched the Oklahoma-Iowa State game, in part because Iowa State's coming here, and I want to get a little bit familiar with that team. I'll be out columnizing that night. You want to get a little bit every night, and then you see what Oklahoma State did last night to Kansas, and we know what Baylor's capable of, even though A&M took Baylor to the woodshed. So that being said is, when you look for the NCAA tournament, this guy's, or gal, has them already in the Elite Eight. Man, I'll take an Elite Eight appearance, men or women, and take your chances, because I covered A&M women a few years ago when they went and lost to Connecticut in the Elite Eight. That's pretty sweet when you get to that point, and those are great games, win or lose, because just to get there, you gotta beat somebody. You got to do something, and A&M could be winning an SEC championship. Could. They still got some tough games left. They could lose three or four games. They could lose to at Arkansas. They could lose to Vanderbilt. They could lose to South Carolina. They could lose to Iowa State non-conference. They could lose to Kentucky. Well, that's five losses. I mean, nothing's a sure thing, even though they've done so well. But there's no doubt the SEC's been better for football, I feel. When you look at the overall, and you could say, well, Cessna, 2-8-5 the last 2 years, so much for that 100-year decision. But it's 100 years. The SEC, year in and year out, that's the best football league, without a doubt. You see where you're at. Basketball, I don't know if the SEC is the best league in the country. It's not. It's not the worst, but the Big 12 is pretty good. Now, would A&M be better off this year being in the Big 12, playing those games night in and night out, filling up Reed Arena? Or would they fill up Reed Arena if they lost a couple games? But if you're playing Baylor, Texas, and let's say Kansas in a row at home, would that get you better for the tournament? Would A&M be better off going in as number two or three team in the Big 12? I can't answer that. I think there's always something to be said for winning and playing just enough, tough enough teams. But, you know, A&M's going to play a few teams that they should beat. They should beat Missouri. They should kill Missouri Sunday. They should win by 30 points. But will they? Will that game help them for the NCAA tournament? I don't know. I can't answer that. But you have to wonder, what if A&M was in the Big 12 this year? Just think a little bit about it.
Well, personally, I think the SEC is fine for them with the team they have right now, at least for a couple of reasons. And one thing is, and they've taken hits over the last few years, and deservedly so, for not playing good schedules. Mm-hmm. But this year, they go down to the Bahamas or whatever. They play Texas. They play Syracuse. They play Gonzaga. They've got, you mentioned, Iowa State coming in. So they have put enough strength in the rest of their schedule that I don't think the SEC hurts them. And I think they have enough games to be ready. You're right. If you look at the leagues, the Big 12's got more strength, particularly at the top. And you'd say, well, if they were in that league, you don't know, they might not be leading the league. They would be up, you would think, based on what they've done, you think they'd be in the hunt. Would it help their seeding or their RPI or those kind of things? Maybe so, but I think you can't look at that thing in a vacuum. You just have to say, okay, if you're going to go with the SEC, well, you're in the SEC, you got baseball, you got Vandy, you got Florida, you got Mississippi State, you got all those schools. You got football with Alabama and Florida and all those schools. So you have to take the whole picture in. And so you mentioned volleyball before. Yeah, if you're in volleyball, you're in the Big 12, maybe you don't get a conference championship because you're playing with Nebraska and Texas. But it's this whole picture. I think the SEC basketball is fine for them right now.
And you can make an argument, Larry, that A&M helps the SEC in basketball by being in the league, because without A&M, what if you took A&M out of the SEC right now? The SEC would be hurt.
Who would have thought that when they expanded?
Yeah, that's a good point.
People would have said, oh, well, you got Missouri to help with
basketball.
And then what would have people said? You got A&M to help with track?
That's a good point.
You know, but now A&M's leading the league.
How about that? You're right.
And it has the best, I'm sure, RPI and all those things with Kentucky struggling. And who would have thought that?
Number three seed. Good point, because the SEC, can you imagine the conference office? Stinky goes back and goes, today he's around the water cooler with everybody, or just takes everybody out to lunch probably. That's a better one. And says, hey, we can be glad we got A&M. They've really helped our basketball image.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a who'd have thunk that thing.
Who would have thought that after 4 years and everybody went through the Johnny for 2 years and Stinky go by, man, we can be glad we have those Aggies because we've got another Kentucky on our hands when it comes to basketball because those people were nuts last night. They were standing everywhere. How about that? How about that? Go back to Birmingham. What is Greg Stinky saying about A&M? That's a good point. How about that?
It's miles in whatever it's been, 4 years or whatever. Yeah.
That's funny. Go back and go, okay, I just gave those guys a volleyball trophy, and 13,800 or whatever stood up, and then they stayed standing while they destroyed LSU, whatever. Nothing beats real life, and someone says, just enjoy this time. That's what I'm saying. If you get a chance to go out and watch the basketball team, they're worth the price of admission. And here's another thing is, I went to eat at my yesterday where I normally do, and a construction owner, a company, big guy, he's walking, he goes, hey, Cease, I went just bought my tickets. I go, well, you can be glad you got them on the lower bowl. He goes, yeah, well, I was out there when I bought tickets. So I'm going to the game night, but...
You think that guy went home pretty happy last night?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. He enjoyed the show.
People got excited because at one time, and I know people gave up season tickets. You might be one of the ones and said, man, that's a lot of money, $1,000 here, or whatever, going out and watch Northeast Louisiana or watch A&M lose to Southern. You've suffered through a lot. So last night you reaped some of those benefits. And, you know, it's a lot to pay that much money. Like my wife says, she goes, how much money did A&M make last night? $5 parking. How much did they make off the concession stand by just putting out a good product in men's basketball?
Well, they needed to make some to pay for that $5,000 on that guy making that shot.
Yeah. How about that? We should have interviewed him, and he's probably going to say, well, Stansbury, the assistant coach, helped me out, showed me how to shoot that, and I saw Daniel Haas miss so many, I was going to go ahead and make one. Okay, I'll tell you what, we're staying with the basketball theme because we're going to switch gears and go to the Kelly Burt Dozier High School Report. We're going to talk to the coach of the number one, Larry says, he's going to ask all the questions, number one ranked homeschool basketball team in America, Tanner Field of the Aggieland Homeschool.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Five Bryan police officers spent much of Monday morning at a Northside home. A standoff on Wellington ended peacefully after taking 1 hour and 40 minutes to get a man to drop his knife. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the man was arrested for assaulting a family member after talking to the officer and an aunt.
You got to remember you're in a house and other family members who were there during the initial assault and the initial disturbance. They were concerned as well, and so they're talking to him, trying to get him to drop the knife as well. So, you know, all efforts involved from, you know, the family members and the officers turned out successful with no one being injured.
24-year-old Deterian Mathis is accused of striking the victim in the eye so hard he was knocked down to the floor. The victim declined medical attention. Last September, there was an armed robbery at a Bryan insurance office. There has been an arrest from the holdup at SafeNet Insurance on West William Joel Bryan. 25-year-old Brodney Ray of Bryan is accused of being one of two who took $7,800 after threatening two employees with a gun. According to the arrest report, one of the men covered his face with a towel and the other painted his face white. Both employees said the men knew where to find the money. In addition to the robbery, Ray was arrested by state prison officials for violating parole. According to online court records, Ray was sentenced 4 years ago to an 8-year term for a residential burglary. Before the Blinn College Board of Trustees officially approved at this week's meeting the design of the new campus in West Bryan, land was being cleared. Blinn officials say their construction company has been moving some ground to prepare for streets and other infrastructure on the 95-acre site at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. An official groundbreaking of buildings in Phase 1 of the new campus will take place in March at a date yet to be determined. The first academic building and the first student resource building are slated to open for fall classes next year. A copy of the master plan is online at WTAW.com. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Dream Teams welcomes the Texas A&M College of Architecture to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's College of Architecture uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Rudy's Barbecue.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
On Texags Radio, Olin unveils a recent mishap at a local barbershop.
I get the one who looks like her, literally has nails like the Wolverine. So she's really going at it on the sides, you know, got the clippers, and she just, you know, cuts a big swath through my head, on the top of my head. I'm just like that, I have half a mohawk. And she picks up the paper on which the directions for cutting my hair is on, and she says, oh, and I'm not making this up. She says, oh, I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. I read it wrong. My haircut had started out okay, and then it took a really bad turn, and then they tried to fix it, and it just ended up extremely disappointing. I thought, what a perfect metaphor for the Texas A&M football season.
Salon quality hair.
You know, you got to laugh to keep from crying, kind of like the football season.
Texags Radio, cutting right to the chase since 2011. Weekdays at 8 on The Zone.
It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Okay, welcome back to Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. So glad you could with us for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Hump Day, and we're talking a lot of hoops, and Barry Bones beside me, and it's now time to switch gears to the Kelly Burt Dozer High School Report. Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Give Kelly Burt Dozer a call at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community. And I'm telling you what, you can't say every day, Larry, we're talking basketball. We're talking about a number one ranked team in the nation. I understand they have a 6'8 or 6'9 guy, Tanner Field, the head coach of the Aggieland homeschoolers. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot of things to tell us that we don't know about, man. That's why you got him on.
Well, see, we are having Tanner Field on. Tanner's been on the show with us before. I don't think the previous appearance they were ranked number one in the nation. And to be honest, I got a note from his assistant coach, Scott Stoltz, a couple of weeks ago. So I'm hoping that ranking is still holding on. But regardless of it, whether they might have slipped from one down to whatever, obviously having a great year. Tanner, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Are you guys still number one, Tanner?
As far as I know, we are, but to be honest with you, the whole national rankings with homeschool, I don't necessarily keep up with it all the time.
Right. So. But it is a big nation, though, Tanner.
It's a big group of teams to be ranked that way, and you know, Texas has always kind of been proud to have one of the teams up there at one or two, you know, one of the programs out of the Houston area, HCYA, you know, they were in the national finals for 13 straight years. Wow. So for us to be echoing that and getting that kind of notoriety to be put in those groups is always good.
Now, Tanner, we had a big story. You guys, somebody with your organization was smart enough to bypass Cease and I and got to the news people. So you got a story in on your team recently in the paper that talked about your program. When Scott sent me the note that I'm using kind of as the background here for the interview, at that time you guys were 24-7, and I know you've played some games since then. What's your record now?
I think we're right at like 28-8, something right around there.
Okay.
You know, we lost the other night to a charter school out of Houston. You know, good team, Provision Academy. You know, but we play so many games, and what we've tried to do over the last 3 years is you know, as we get better players in, we want to play better teams. And this group is just like last year surprised me. You know, it took us a little bit of time to get going, but, you know, at this point we've won two 6A basketball tournaments. We've beaten a couple top 20 teams based upon CBS rankings for the state of Texas. And so we're having a good year, and we're excited about the potential, you know, to go up to the national tournament for homeschool. But we're also excited to, you know, constantly get better and have opportunities to play some of the bigger and better schools and competition around the state of Texas.
The thing that really caught my attention about Scott's note talking about your season, and Scott, you know, obviously could be a marketing guy, a PR guy, in addition to serving in the clergy, because he knew to put it in bold in the notes that he sent. But three wins over 6A teams at the time he sent the note, including Austin Westlake, seven wins over 5A teams. And, of course, 5A is the classification where our local public schools compete. But those things kind of get your attention, Scott. I'm sorry, Tanner. But the thing that gets your attention is we don't know, unless I came out and watched a bunch of your games, I wouldn't really be able to figure out where you fit in, you know, how you would match up with other people. And I know you could tell us, but you don't have to come out and beat your chest and say, we're pretty good for a homeschool team. You've beaten these teams that prove it.
Yeah, you know, and we've got a couple of common games with some of the other local area teams that, you know, we would tout a little bit and be proud of, you know, but it's really just an opportunity. You know, the boys take every opportunity to get better. You know, we love to compete. We've got advantages over some of the public schools, mainly because we don't have a lot of restrictions on how many games we can play, so kids get attracted to homeschool basketball because I think this year we're going to get close to 60 games.
Wow.
And I'm not necessarily real proud of that. You know, I think we could back that down a little bit. But, you know, kids like to play.
Right.
And we try to find opportunities. We'll probably play in 10 tournaments.
Right.
I think the maximum amount of tournaments for a UIL school and TAP school is two or three.
Right.
And, so that's what we usually do. We go to tournaments and we get games in. And we've been lucky this year that teams out of Austin and San Antonio and Dallas and Fort Worth have invited us to some of their bigger public school tournaments, and we've won a couple of them. So whether we get invited back to those, we'll have to see next year.
You know? Well, I'll tell you what, Tanner, you just seem like such a nice young man. Cease and I obviously are the voices of experience, which means we're old. But if you're going to play 60 or so, you need to work something in the contract to get paid by the game. Because that's got to be good. Hey, we're visiting today with Tanner Field, the head coach for the Aggieland Homeschool Panthers. One of, if not the best teams in the nation for the homeschool basketball. I wanted to ask you, Tanner, to tell us a little bit about your kids. Now, Cease has a longtime friend who got some information who sent some information to Cease earlier this week that he had coached actually the father of one of your players and said that you have a big time guy who's like 6'8", 6'9". Tell us about some of your top players. Do you have anybody who's legitimate college prospects? Anybody that's being recruited?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, Jeremiah Allen is a kid from College Station, and he's 6'10", to about 250. You know, he's had offers from schools like University of Texas at Arlington, Incarnate Word's been to a lot of our practices and games, Sam Houston. You know, I think A&M at least has their eye on somebody who's 6'10 in town. You know, but we have other players. We have a kid out of Austin that joined our team this year. He's our point guard this year, and he's getting looked at. I actually talked to a school out of Arkansas for him today. And the nice part is we have a big junior class. You know, we have three seniors, and outside of that, you know, I start four juniors.
Wow!
And so,
you want Cease and I to be your assistant coaches next year when they're all seniors?
Sure. Come on over. You know,
now, is your big kid, is the Allen kid, is he a senior or junior?
No, he's a junior.
Okay.
I have a senior, Jackson Rollo, who's been with me for the whole time that I've been with Aggie Lane Homeschool. Ian Dow is another one of our seniors. He's 6'9". And then we have another senior that came kind of back to us this year, Matthew Hammeter. He kind of came from the core program across town. You know, and then what's crazy about our team is I only have three returning players that played for me last year. We had a lot of new kids. Scott Stoltz's son came over from Brazos Christian. He was the MVP of that district last year. And I've coached Nathan on and off through his junior high years through some summer ball, and kind of had always been bugging him to come over, and Nathan's definitely been a contributor. But, you know, it's funny to get to coach him as a young person and now get to coach him as more of a young adult into his high school years, because he's gotten a lot bigger. I think Nathan's 6'5". And, you know, and then we've got a couple College Station transfers that came over and joined us. One, Andrew Williams, that he's also one of the kids that played for me during some summer ball. So, you know, it's just a lot of good things going on with homeschool basketball, you know, and I think that the players enjoy how we do things and what we do. And, you know, we try to make it more about them and less about us. And I like to think that I've changed my coaching style, especially since the last time I talked to you guys, and I try to make it as much as I can about our players and putting them in opportunities to succeed. And the nice part is we play so competitive because all of our kids want to play college ball. They may not all be Division I kids, but they would like to try to find some opportunity to play college basketball at some level.
Okay, we're talking to Tanner Field from the Aggieland Homeschool boys basketball team. I looked at the information that Scott sent, which included your upcoming schedule, and want to make sure and let the listeners know about this, Tanner, because, frankly, you started listening to all those 6'5", 6'9", 6'10", guys, and I'd like to see you guys play sometime. I don't want to take the Eagle intramural team up against you, but I'd like to see you. But we ought to let the listeners know you guys do play at the Neal Recreation Center in Bryan, and I'm looking, you have several home games coming up in February, and then also you'll play at Allen Academy, so that's in town. So you've got a bunch of games if people want to get a chance to come out and see a really different brand of basketball, because it is the homeschool, and because you guys have some kids hoping for college and some obviously some talent. So people have a chance to do that, and you'll be playing your home games at the Neal Recreation Center. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I'm assuming, you know, maybe you'd say no, but I'm assuming you'd love to have folks come out and get a look at your kids. But then in March is when the national tournament is in Springfield, Missouri. We were talking about Cease sending me up to cover that one for about a week or so. But that's what you're pointing for with all these games and all this work. What's the best you guys have done at nationals before, and what do you think you can do this year?
Well, when we started as an organization, you know, the hope was always just to crack that top 32. And my first year, we finished 13th in the nation. Last year, we finished 7th. And, you know, I really feel like this is our year. You know, if we can bring everything together and play our best basketball at the right time of year, there's really not anybody that we can't compete with. I mean, when my team plays defense and we compete hard, we can play with anybody in the country, and I'm talking any prep school. You know, we got an opportunity to play the number one team out of Kansas, and this is number one out of any division, Sunrise Christian Academy, who practically their whole lineup's going D1. And, you know, we competed hard and lost to them at the very end by 1 point. And so those opportunities tell me that we can play with anybody, and so we're going up to nationals, and we're hoping to have a national championship and be able to use that to continue to push our program forward. And I would encourage any of the listeners, you know, if you want to see probably one of the best basketball games that will be played right here in Bryan College Station, maybe outside of what the Aggies are doing, because they're doing fantastic. But we play Satch Homeschool, which is another homeschool team out of Houston. And Satch's point guard is already committed to play basketball at A&M. His name's J.J. Caldwell. And they're just stacked talent with a lot of really good players. And so if you wanted to come out and see any game, that would be the game you'd want to come see. It's going to be extremely competitive.
And that's going to be Saturday, February the 6th, right?
It's Saturday, February the 6th.
At the Neil Rec Center. And Satch, and I've obviously we've heard of that program and their team. So they're coming in. So tell us, as we finish up, Tanner, first of all, thank you for being with us. But as we finish up, we're talking homeschool basketball, and you're playing at Neil Recreation Center, so things are a little bit different. If tell our listeners, I think you probably would have caught some people's attention with the information you gave us. It's been pretty impressive, to be honest. If you're telling people they want to come, now, is there room in the gym? How much room? I mean, what if a couple of hundred people showed up, you know, because thousands listen to the show, so even if a couple of hundred of them showed up, is there going to be room for them to watch a game? Do you charge, since your team's so good, do you charge $20 to get in? Tell us about the experience if one of our listeners or dozens of our listeners wanted to come see the Aggieland Panthers play. Tell us about that. We mentioned Neil Recreation Center. What kind of room is there in there? What kind of crowds do you guys usually draw? What does it cost to get in?
Well, we usually draw a pretty good crowd, and being that we'll play Satch, you know, generally what you do in homeschool games is all of our younger teams will play before us, and so all of the families hang around and they play, and it'll be an anticipated game because, you know, we've had some good games over the years and a little bit of a rivalry, but we both respect each other's organizations and what we've been able to accomplish. As far as at the Neil Rec Center, you know, we don't charge people to come into games. There's
is there much room, Tanner?
Not really. And so anybody that's listening in Bryan ISD or College Station ISD that wants to rent us out a gym, you know, we would
at a good rate.
We would be greatly appreciated on February 6th because there I think would be a pretty good crowd, and even with our smaller games, we kind of already pack out that gym. But it is a nice gym. They got a good wood floor, and so that, for the safety of the kids, it's kind of why we choose there. So, but, you know, we're always looking, and I've got some of my parents actually making phone calls to see for that one day if we can actually find a little bit more space.
Well, I tell you what, my co-host, my sports editor here, Mr. Cessna, he has always been a guy who knew how to make a few dollars. We might get a tarp over the parking lot at the Eagle here in the back and put in some bleachers and sell some tickets and see if we can make some money out of that. That's Tanner Field. He's the head basketball coach at Aggieland Homeschool, the top team in the nation, hoping to get that first national championship in a couple of months when they head to the national tournament. And Tanner, we appreciate you making the time for us, and thank you so much. And I think you put something out there that might help a little bit. I think people are going to be interested in the Panthers.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks so much.
Okay, that was very informative. They're always informative, maybe more so today. That was all quite entertaining. That was Larry Bowen with our Kelly Burt Dozer High School Report. Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt Dozer at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community. Up next, we'll give you a little taste of what's happening over in the news department of the Eagle.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams. Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's Little Girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org. Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
More than 700 Quick Lane Tire and Auto Centers across this country, and she chooses mine.
I need tires, all season, and at a great price.
She wanted it all, but even she was surprised once I crunched the numbers. Soon her Taurus was ready to roll.
Say, you're good, Mr.
Murphy, ma'am, at your service, even on weekends.
With great prices on 13 name brand tires and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Your home for Texas A&M women's basketball is Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone, 102.7 FM.
And each time I feel like there's a sign, there's one thing I want to know.
Shannon, welcome back to Aggie Nation powered by Eagle. We're wrapping up a Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could be with us. We're going to switch over to the news side now, and we're going to bring in one of the reporters, Elizabeth, and you'll tell me your last name so I don't butcher it again.
Kamenitsky.
Good Brenham girl. There you go. And she is a reporter, but she kind of specializes in My Aggie Nation. What you got? What we got working over there, Elizabeth?
Well, we all know it's been making its rounds on the social media about the Kyle Field construction made of graham crackers and icing.
Mm, yes, ma'am.
Former Aggie decided he would do that over the holiday break, and we actually tracked the guy down. His name is Andy Rowell, and he's a class of 2012, and he kind of described all the details that goes into his projects, and he's been doing this for about 5 years now. He's an architecture major, so it's fitting, and it took him about 2 weeks to do this project. 13 boxes of graham crackers, 2 pounds of icing, homemade icing, and it kind of just sits in his kitchen until he decides to get rid of it. He actually doesn't eat these structures, but this time he has given it to the Aggieland Outfitters here in town on University Drive, transferred ownership to them, and they're going to have it on display for a few weeks or as long as it lasts. And so if you want to check it out, you can go take pictures with it, anything. It's on display over there. So
you need to hurry, because my son works there, and he said it's kind of been, you can tell a little bit of the wear.
Yeah.
But my son, who's just a freshman at Blinn, was kind of impressed. It only takes him 2 weeks to do that. But he goes, oh, come on, the guy's an architect major.
I know.
Graduate. So he was pretty impressed. My son was pretty impressed.
I was so impressed with all the pictures. I didn't get to see it in person, but I might have to go check it out myself. So
yeah, you'll have to do that, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's Bobby's maybe his most elaborate deal, but has he done any other A&M stuff,
I
wonder?
Not A&M, but he has made the Big Ben Clock Tower.
Oh, wow.
The Notre Dame Cathedral. He just kind of picks a famous landmark and looks at blueprints and pictures and then just wings it. That's what he said. He just wings it.
Says a lot for the A&M department if you're able to do
that.
Where's his home? Where does he call home?
He's originally from Midlothian, but he's living in Houston, and he's going to the University of Houston for a master's in architecture. So he's just continuing to do all this greatness. So.
Wow. So you're going to have that up on myaggination.com?
Yeah.
Or it's already there, or it will be there?
It should be already there, or it will be soon, and then it will be in tomorrow's paper.
And Dave also took pictures, Dave McDermott.
Yeah, he went down there and took some pictures of it.
And like I said, that that is at their main deal, and my son said people have been by already to look at it, mm-hmm. without a doubt. It's on the pool table in there if you've ever been to Aggieland Outfitters. So it's in there. Anything else you have for us, Elizabeth?
That's all.
That's more than enough, huh?
I know.
Are you a graham crackers fan? Or are you a baby?
Oh, definitely. I could eat that whole thing.
Yeah, it's hard not to like graham crackers when you're a kid. So leave it up to those amazing Aggies, those graduates, what they can come up with. And I saw it, and of course, dumb me, I saw it on ESPN. I think it was ESPN.
Yeah.
And I come in, and Rob Clark, our my Aggie Nation editor, come on. He goes, it's up on the site. So I knew you guys had it. You guys were on top of it, mm-hmm. so that's good. Mm-hmm. So coming in tomorrow's paper, along with many other things, our graham cracker edition there tomorrow. Thank you, Elizabeth.